Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel, skies are clear, with a crisp morning air. Temperatures are mild in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, offering a pleasant start to the day. In Haifa, expect some gentle breezes. A beautiful day is unfolding for those stepping out. Here are today's headlines. First, just in from Ynet, Trump hopes Hezbollah acts nicely as a ceasefire begins after rocket barrages hit northern Israel. Also, earlier this hour from the Jerusalem Post, the U.S. releases details of the Israel-Lebanon ceasefire, with both countries recognizing the need to curtail Hezbollah's activities. Also this hour, according to Israel Hayom Hebrew, the ceasefire agreement text between Israel and Lebanon was published by the U.S. State Department, committing both parties to restrain Hezbollah. Separately, I-24 News reports Netanyahu sees a historic peace opportunity between Israel and Lebanon amid the ceasefire push. And finally, from JNS, Israel and Lebanon agree to a 1-0-day truce without the withdrawal of Israeli ground forces from Lebanon. Reaction has been swift on social media. The Republic of Somaliland posted minutes ago, asserting their sovereignty and independence, rejecting any other labels. Max Mazlish, a geopolitical analyst, noted just minutes ago about the extended blockade on Iran's ports now affecting Shadow Fleet tankers globally. Ya'net News, an Israeli news source, shared the story of a lone IDF soldier who left his newborn son to fight in Gaza, facing recovery and PTSD, writing earlier today. Let's go deeper. Starting with Ynet's report, former President Trump has urged restraint as a ceasefire takes effect following significant rocket fire in northern Israel. This comes after civilians were wounded in Nahariya and Carmiel, heightening the need for calm. The situation remains fragile, with potential regional implications if tensions escalate. Turning to the Jerusalem Post's coverage, the U.S. has released the terms of the Israel-Lebanon ceasefire. Both nations acknowledge the necessity to limit Hezbollah's military activities, with Lebanon's security forces being the only authorized armed entities. This agreement aims to stabilize the region, though its success depends on strict adherence. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports on the American-published text of the ceasefire agreement. The commitment to restrain Hezbollah is a key component, with expectations for regional stability. The agreement's effectiveness will be closely watched by international observers. In a related development, I-24 News highlights Netanyahu's optimistic view of a peace opportunity emerging between Israel and Lebanon. This perspective aligns with ongoing ceasefire efforts, offering a glimmer of hope for long-term peace. Finally, from JNS, the 1-0-day truce between Israel and Lebanon does not include an Israeli military withdrawal. This initial ceasefire could be extended, contingent on developments in Lebanon, affecting both nations' diplomatic relations. Turning to business and markets. First, from Mariv Business, Miriam Adelson donates $40 million to bolster the Republican Party in the U.S., as they strive to maintain congressional control, reflecting her ongoing support for pro-Israel policies. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reports that a popular broker is now integrated into Israel's open banking system. This marks a significant step in banking reform, enhancing financial services connectivity. And finally, Walla Business announces good news for businesses, with advances paid instantly before filing compensation claims. This new mechanism aims to support employers and the self-employed, easing financial strain. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 6 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.